we were discussing the Dalit children. Again, we'll try to finish that now. Again, obviously, it's a massive topic. It's a big chunk of Bavli Tzia, Perakas Shoel, some of the Skiros, you know, Sokers, and of course, Amavkid. That's the main prakim. But we were discussing just here, in context of why this would or wouldn't be on the list of Rab Chiya or Rab Oshia. And again, especially the question whether it's a nezek de mimela and it's niske haguf, whether it's both. So we've been kind of examining, you know, the question of the Dalit Shomer from the perspective of Poshea Kemazik, from the perspective of Choser Shmira, from the perspective of Hashava slash Kabbalah Sachrayas, and even, you know, in the case certainly of Socher and Shoel, from the perspective of Bailus. Okay, that's really what we... just before we start formally to speak more about Shoel, which we were up to, so with regard to Shomachino, pretty much we discussed it, but just a couple of quick... Arya brought to my attention the language of the Meiri and Bamitzia. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Nunvav, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where Shoel and Socher are formulated as Bailim.
Right?
Yeah, so that's a good line. Again, there are more, but that's a good one. And Natan also brought to my attention an interesting Meiri on, what is it, Mem Teson base?
No.
Mem Alephon base, sorry, yeah, Namavka. Yeah, what's that?
Mem
Teson Al. Oh, Mem Tes, oh, sorry. What is it? Oh, not on the base. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's the language there?
She says Zeshinas and Mohusal Hiros in Siakru, the Khazra Mokher bin Mekho, the Kibola Mishapara, Bamar Lahala Bobitolmo Sefa, Harry Nistalik Naulov din Shmira, the Inu Afil Shomerkinam, the Khosha Abdu Akib Shia Pater, Elim Kane Bob the Pshia Hanikris Hezek Biagan.
Right. So again, the idea of being Paka the Shame Shomer. In order to even be pater mi pshia, that's an interesting point, but that's mostly obvious. But then there seems to be a category, he says in the name of Rav Lichtenstein, right? That there seems to be a category of pshia, which would be chayiv even for non-shomer in a mirror. Boy, I don't understand what that is exactly. I looked at it quickly, let's see. But that's something just to keep an eye on. I'm not really sure what that is. But again, outside, there's no shame shomer, and yet... He is, but he doesn't say Poshea Kemazik, just Poshea. But you would be Chayev, I mean, it wouldn't be Grama. Okay, interesting. And then just one other point before we on the Shomer Kinnum side that Asher brought to my attention, that the Birchas Shmuel, when he quotes Reb Chaim, right, and Reb Chaim's response to the problem of Balavimo, that the Ravid raises against the Rambam, so I equated it with the Shach, who says that that Balavimo is mafkia the shame shomer, and once there's no shame shomer, then you know then there's no patur Balavimo, right? Right. And then I noted that the Rav didn't like that so much because what are you going to do with the fact that Safek Balavimo isn't any odeya im hischayavti, and if indeed it's misalek the shame shomer, and it isn't just a tour, then really it should be that. So I think Asher was telling me that the language of the Birchas Shmuel, when he quotes from Chaim, is not that it's misalek or mafkia the shame shomer, but it's poter the dina. It's not a tour. Tashlumin, but it's poter the shame shomer or something like that. Something like in between language, basically.
Tashlum vichi shmira.
Say it again.
It's not just poter from tashlum shmira; it's also poter from chiyuve shmira.
It's poter mechiyuve shmira. So again, maybe that is a subtle in between formulation. You know, that would perhaps similar to what I was doing it in a different way, but. To try to sustain both of those ideas. In other words, that it isn't just a patur tashlumin, which is problematic, because why should Baal Avimo be poter you from Mazik? So it's meaning the Chiyuve Shmira, I guess, are what give you... Oh, that's actually closer to what I'm saying a little bit. The Chiyuve Shmira give you the din of Poshea Kemazik, right? Maybe? But for that reason, it's Safek Chiyuv Shmira, but not Safek Shame Shomer. So maybe that would help you for the... Maybe. For the Eniodeum questions, what is Eniodeum Piskayav? It's some kind of in between Eniodeum Piskayavti and Eniodeum Pratim. So I think that's interesting. What I was trying to say was that, and that could actually work for me also, but I was suggesting is mostly I think that the Rambam holds that when you're a Shomer, then the Chiyuv is Lagamri Mishum Mazik, because your Poshea becomes like a Kumbase and it's Mazik. But to resolve this problem, I had also suggested the possibility that maybe you're kind of like a hybrid Shomer Mazik. And then the question is, what depends on what in terms of Eniyah Demiskayavti and Praticha, as well as the Dinim of Avadim Shtaros and Karkos. I think it's still that is possible too. But if you take that middle formulation, that also might work for what I'm suggesting. Okay, so that is just in terms of Shomer Chiyuv. Now let's talk about Shoel. So in Shoel, again, we're not going to do the whole story, but just a couple of Gemaras and a couple of issues. As we noted, there are two, I guess, what seems not so viable as a perspective on Shoel is Mazik / Poshea / even Choser Shmira. That seems to be very B'dochak, because Shoel is Chayiv for all onsim, he's only pater mishum meisamachas malacha. Notwithstanding that, there are some lishonos in the Rishonim that seem to attribute chiyuv onsim to choser shmir. Okay, so again, I don't know so much what to do with them. Did anybody find it? The Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni? You have it, Alex? Just to get them on the record. I don't have it. Anybody have it? Say again? Yeah, that's when you talk about Baal Avimo, right? The Ibn Ezra. Because Kuni quotes that too, or says more even. And I think there are a few other Makoros like that, as I recall, in HaShoel. Again, especially in some of the Provence material. We'll get to that for a different reason in a minute. So again, that I just don't know how to make sense of it, to be honest, but there is that, I guess, motif. But there is an interesting line in the Rambam. I don't know if I gave this to you or not. Probably not. The Rambam, did I give you to look at Schirus Aleph Daled, or maybe I did? Oh, I did. Okay, great. Okay. More efficient than I think sometimes. So what is that line in Aleph Daled? Not exactly this, but there is. It is worth noting. Alex, you saw it? You have it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What's it talking about? Oh, it's a long piece, right?
It's talking about Shiva Bairam or Kailimo in general, and then Shomer
Shemasa L'Shomer.
Right.
Okay, so what line is important there?
So the one that I guess we thought was important was at the very end, where it talks about Kitidimo and Shemir also. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, no, okay. I think you're right. Hol umiyet shmiraso, right?
Yeah.
Ketzin yamayet shmiraso. He's talking about, shomer shmaso the shomer. Right, v'hu shalo yamayet shmiraso. Ketzin yamayet shmiraso. Kegon shahaya mufkad etzlo b'skar b'kidu etzel oso asheni b'china. Okay, that's fine, mostly. O shahaya sha'ul etzlo b'kidu etzel oso asheni b'skar. Olum miet shmiraso posheahu mishalet. Abi shoshola shachar lebailim shari hotzi adavar shomer miyado liad shomer akher. So just as a line, it's worth noting. Again, it's not anything close to the Ibn Ezra or the Chizkuni in that whole school. Meaning, we're not suggesting that the reason that a shoel is chayiv is because of lack of shmira. Never mind poshea. But here, it's a curious lashon. Maybe the Rambam just didn't mean it. Maybe all he meant was that you have been memayit ba'achrayuso. Right? But in the end of the day, since it's trying to explain why it would be chayev for shomer shemasa l'shomer, per se, it's got to be more than that. I mean, nobody thinks that if you give a chayfetz to a shoel and he's chayev ba'achrayus, right, that you know, that he doesn't have to fulfill his achrayus obligations. Right, that's not the issue. The issue in shomer shemasa l'shomer possibly being chayev when you're memayit b'shmiraso is that he would be chayev per se for the shomer shemasa l'shomer part. Right, so it is very curious, very interesting that that's called miut shmiraso. Meaning, so again, on a practical level, you could say, well, a shoel is always going to provide, you know, shmira ba'ula, because he's chayev for everything. So he, lemaisa, is going to, you know, go the extra mile. It's in his best interest. So when something is in the possession of the shoel, it is likely more protected than anywhere else. The question is, you know, is that pragmatic truth sufficient for this din of shomer shemasa l'shomer b'memayit b'shmirasa? One would have thought that al pidin, it just has to be a hadraga, meaning a lessening of the acuity of his shmira. So again, the more you think, now that's still possible. On the pragmatic level, I think it's certainly true. I just don't know whether that's sufficient. On the legal level, I think one could have argued that it's not true, especially if you look at the shoel and his chiv achrayus in terms of an insurance company, right? You know, whether it's, again, chovas hashava or chovas achrayus, this is what he's, you know, he gets a higher premium, and therefore this is his extraneous mischaivos. Or whether it's actually, you know, he's got to give back the chayfetz one way or another, he's got to give it back, he's got to give its monetary equivalent back. To me, that distinction is very important, but not here so much. So then one could have said that there's no miut b'shmirah. The whole yisod, the whole chalos of a shoel has absolutely nothing to do with the shmirah. Again, pragmatically, there might be, you know, if you took a poll, you know, then you might find that, you know, you're, you know, a reasonable, you know, shoel is likely going to give you better shmira than someone else, because it's in his self-interest to do so. But al pidin, that's not the case, because he's paying, you know, as an insurance company. So what does miut shmira also have to do with anything? Right? So that's why this is, or no, maybe the mechayiv isn't miut shmira also, but maybe al pidin, it is considered miut shmira also. Those are not impossible. I'm just pointing out that it's mechudash. It's a far cry from the Rambam saying that the mechayev of she'ela is shmira b'chusa. Yeah, do you want to say something?
I don't know if it's a good addition, but for the case of Mishnah, folks, it contrasts it, meaning dafka the shmira aspect of it. He says, like, if you weren't shomer at b'chlal, so then you'd be talking with it by levina. But as soon as you're miyav b'shmira, so just giving it to the other guy, so then already that's considered.
Right.
Focusing on that aspect.
On the part. Accentuating the miut b'shmira part. That is the mazik.
Not even on a practical level.
Not, no, maybe, no. Yeah. Right. 100%. Okay, so that's a good horror. That is a good horror. Okay, anyway, that is something to think about. But as I said, it's, you know, it's hard to know exactly what to do with that. The bigger question in She'ela is whether there is or isn't a miut shmira, and whether that isn't the yisod of shomer shemasa l'shomer, is the more likely, I guess, is the question of bailus versus the question of achrayus. Now again, if it's a question of either, how does that fit into the list of nizkei momo? It's also a question. So I did say the other day that if we take the view in this nizkei momo that one or all of the nizkei momo themselves are midin bailus, right? You are the bailim of the animal, right? Or, you know, just again, it's your achrayus essentially. In other words, there's no choser shmira, there's no tziruf to the ma'isa hezek, there's no yitziras, you know, hamazik. the animal damaged, and you just have achrayas to pay for it because it's your, you know, you have that account, or that's part of your responsibility as an owner. So it isn't that far, if you take that perspective in Nizkei Mamon, it isn't that far to say that idea in Sheila in terms of achrayas. Right. Good. So what about this question, whether he's a Bailam or not? So on the one hand, we have Kol Ano Shelo, and Kol Ano Shelo, as we noted, you know, could be the reason for his heightened achrayas, or it could be the Mekayev itself. Kol Ano Shelo appears in a bunch of Gemaras. But it really seems like this issue is particularly plays out, right, in the context of certain sugyas. So which sugyas, Hoodie? I mean, this question of achrayus of Shoel and why it works. Which ones? The ones that we told you to look at. Meaning whether the Shoel is midin kinyanim or midin like an insurance company. Christ. So let's start with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You saw that? Yeah. So let's just look at that for a minute because we talked about it in the other kind. I just want to go through a couple of these Gemaras very quickly. But before we even start with that, actually, who saw the Mechilta? We'll do Sanhedrin in a second. How are you? Good. What?
It's like, what was the idea of Mechilta?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems Kiyisha said Mechilta, the cost of the Shoel is put in a separate Indian, presumably in sort of Parshia, in the Torah.
Right. The Mechilta just notes the language and the separate treatment of Shoel. But it says Mechilta, whereas the others are called Shomrim. Correct? So again, you could just, you could, how much do you want to make of that? But it sounds like Shoel is not really a Shomer. Now, he's not a Shomer because Shomer is always about Choser Shmira, right? And this is about, you know, an extraneous insurance company, or it's because he's a Bailam. But either way, the Mechilta is noticing the language of the Psukim and commenting on it, so that's very important.
On the other hand, the very same Mechilta, a second later, darshan's out of Shomer Safar, the idea that Shoel is highly made of Veda.
Okay, I mean, again, that might tell us that Shomer Safar is also Achrayas or Kol Shekein. Again, no one, we're not suggesting that there's no connection. Like Balavimo applies, you know, across the board to all of the Shomrim, right? Applies to Sheila, applies to Shomer Chena. Like those are the extremes, you know, that it would apply the Ptur Balavimo to Shomer Safar is more reasonable, you know, that it applies to Shoel, you know, even though he might be a Bailim or an insurance company, that it would apply to Shorbachinam, even Poshayak and Mazik. Those are the problem ones. So we know that there's some sort of unity in the Dalet Shomrim. There's no question. And again, even the Masna, the whole Sugya is the Parshios also. But having said that, that within there's a difference. Again, Mashal and Madar Vadome, well, we were discussing about the Nizkei Mamon, right? You know, we don't deny that there's some common denominator. We're just trying to figure out what's more important, the unified theory or the particular distinctive elements. And the same thing in our brief discussion of Chovel. Well, we don't deny that the Chamisha Devarim, you know, are a unit. We're just trying to establish whether or not, you know, there also aren't little fiefdoms inside, meaning little pocket, little different mechaibim, little emphases. And these are hugely important issues that are huge nafkamidas. Okay, so the Mechilta is very important, mm-hmm. But I think your point about Balavimo is important. Important. The Chiv Geneva Vaveda part is important as well, 100%. Okay, good. We'll talk about Shomer Sachar more in just a minute. Yeah, okay. So let's talk about Sanhedrin. What are you going to read for us, just quickly? So again, the context is Geneva and Gezela, the Machteret.
From the Gemara or from Mishnah?
You can read the Mishnah for a minute.
Habava Machteret, Yidon Halshim Soko, Haya Bava Machteret, the Chibir Esach Chavez, the
What does that mean? What does Yesh Damim mean?
That he's a high mitzvah.
Yeah. Meaning his blood is worthless, so he's right. That's in question, is his blood worthless? And is he chayim? But im yeshal damim chayim, meaning if his blood is worth something, meaning his there's no nefashos, then you chayim mama. Im eilo damim, meaning if he's putting himself on the line in terms of nefashos, then we'll say kam lebedrav. Okay, go ahead. Here's a famous Gemara, right?
Amar Rava, my time long, the Machteres, Chazaka, in Adam Mamid Atmo Alamona. Bahai, Maymar Amar, E Azilna Kai, Lapai, below Shabakli, B Kai, Lapai, Katilnale. Katora Marimba, Lahargava,
Kashkemo. Okay, that's the justification, that's why Machteres is what it is. Go. I'm a rab. This is what they.
Habavim acharis v'natal kelim biyatza poter. My taima v'damim kanan.
Okay, so that's the extreme view of rab that says what, Hoodie?
That if he would go out with the item, then he'd be allowed to keep it.
He gets to keep it because
kim
lebedrabamine, and literally, it kind of like he bought it with his blood. Of course, as we discussed the other day, that's peculiar. Because Kamalei Brahmini isn't a Kenyan. So as we explained, it sounds like it's based on an exaggerated, not exaggerated wrong, but let's say an intensive view of Kenyane Geneva, which says that Elav, the Heshev is like Zela Asher Gazal, every Ganef would own the Chafetz that he steals. Theft is a legal act. It's an illegal legal act, meaning it's illegal, you're not allowed to do it. It's legal, mean it is formally effective in some respects, right? And the Heshev Sagzela is what, interferes with that. But when there's no Heshev Sagzela, because that's the mammon part, which was never got off the ground because of the Kamalei Bedrabim, and Eisei Yerpot. That's Rav's view. Rav is the biggest champion, right, of Kinyane Geneva Ugezela. Okay, go ahead. I'm a Rava. Rava thinks he went too far.
Mistavra Milsa de Rav Bishishiver. Delisnu. Abel Natal Lo.
Meaning?
If the item is no longer banned, then it makes sense that he would make it on it.
And especially if that took place while it was, during the Machteret part, but that's Machlokes Rishonim, whether that really has to be the case or it could happen even afterwards. That's Rashi and Tos against Ramban that we discussed, but go ahead. Abel Natal. If it's still be'en, he has to give it back. Right?
Yeah.
Meaning, you can't hold on to a chefetz agon. You weren't koneh to come like that. So probably he holds that, the heshev is like Zeila Asher Gazal, either isn't stuck at that moment, that continues to be, or regenerates, or, maybe you don't have to implement it, but it doesn't go away, or regenerates. Or maybe he holds that even without the heshev is like Zeila Asher Gazal, the Kinyane Geneva Gezela are strong, but they're not strong enough to create a Kinyan, right? They just give you junior Kinyan status, right? And therefore, the real Bailin, have the right to retrieve their object. Okay, go ahead. Bo Elohim. Okay, here's where it gets relevant to us. Meaning what? What's he saying? Yesh lo damim. What does yesh lo damim mean?
That
not kom le bedravim.
Yeah.
Right.
Not
kom le.
And he would.
Venansu.
Then he would be fired for the item.
I mean, what happens? The god of steals or the gazan steals an object, and then what happens?
Then the item gets
destroyed. An earthquake, a lightning strike, right? A one in a trillion, the asteroid. That looming asteroid. Right, it lands on his chefetz haganuf. Okay, so it doesn't wipe out the earth or the dinosaurs; just gets his object. So what happens? Yesh lo damim v'nansu. He has to pay. Alma birshuse kaimi. So that is a very strong. So what is Rav saying? That chiyuve Achrayus, Chiyuv Achrayus, is a litmus test for Kinyanim. Excellent. Exactly. I mean, I'm saying this is so, the reason we read this Gemara again and again is because it's so amazing, but, and it's so important for so many things. But the point is that the Gemara is dealing with the universal question. Rav is not interested in the case of Yesh Lo Damim, he's interested in the case of Ein Lo Damim. So what's he proving from Yesh Lo Damim? Mid Yesh Lo Damim, mid Chiyuv Achrayus, Leganav, right? Nishma that a Ganav has Kinyanim. That's a universal statement. Chiyuv Achrayus, I pay, even though there's no Choser Shmira, why do I pay? Because it happened to me. It's my loss, that's why. I don't pay you, really. I mean, I do, but legally, that's not what's really happening. What's really happening is there's a payment, right, because it there's a payment because my object got destroyed. I suffer the loss. I also now have to give him something in return, but that's a separate point, right? Okay, Hachanami, meaning even in a case where there's no chiyuv onsim, and therefore the kinyan is a kinyan gamur, the heshiv is an interference, or either it interferes with kinyan gamur, or it's extraneous and despite kinyan gamur, that's also possible, and therefore, in the end of the day, even in the case of ein lo damim, you should be pata legami. That's right. Okay. Go ahead. Mina mikna bershusa de marayu kaimi. What is he saying? Now that could be one of two explanations here. What does Rashi say? Go read Rashi. Avalohi.
Maskana de Velsa de Rabahu, Belohi, Lo Mistavra, Taino de Rab, Behod Apol Gab, the Hinza de Hippo Domin, Kaidin Bakri Huso, Lav Kinyanin, Lo, Leos Kishar Nepasov, the Hi Ukmarakmana Vershuse,
the Kaibus Agaz,
Hagazmanin, the Shalin, Honey Mili Lenin Shmune, the Lo Matsu the Main Marle, Nensu, the Akhman.
Ashkenaz is showing. Okay, again, we should like one more line in the Gemara. Kim Rachmana Bershusen Yenonsen. You know, make a Bershusen Demarayu Kaimi. Midi Dahabe.
Ashoah.
Yeah. Okay, I forgot the punchline, the whole thing. Okay, so if you look at Rashi, it's not 100% clear. The beginning of Rashi sounds one way, the end of Rashi sounds another way. Meaning, there are two ways to read this Gemara. One way to read the Gemara is that that Rava is rejecting the fundamental assumption of Rav. Now, it's Rav is saying, at least in the context of Geneva and Gezela, that Chiyuv Achrayus, Chiyuv Onsin, is a shiur in Kinyan. Right? Rava could respond by saying one of two things. Either that is just totally wrong. Chiyuv Achrayus and Chiyuv Onsin has nothing to do with Kinyanim. It's a Chiyuv Achrayus. It's a Chiyuv. End of story. And then the Midi Dehava Shoel is a way of saying, no one thinks that because of Kol Hanoah Shalom that a Shoel has Kinyanim, right? And that's the reason why he's Chayiv Onsin, because it happened to him. We don't think that. We think it's a premium. It's a quid pro quo. He has Kol Hanoah Shalom, and therefore he, you know, insures to a higher or to the highest accident. Right? Or it sounds a little bit in the end when Rashi keeps talking that maybe Rashi is conceding, maybe Rava is conceding to Rav. Rava's saying to Rav, listen, a kinyan legabe achrayus, right, you have, but that doesn't make you a competitive kone, you know, either shaloba achrayus, or that doesn't mean that if we're not talking about achrayus and the chepetz ben, that you can keep it. Remember, what Rav wants to say is you have this chepetz, you know, you're wearing it in your pocket, or you're wearing his watch, right? And you say, I'm not giving it back because I stole it, and there's no veheshev. It's like saying, well, sure, God's out. Right? So Rava said, you can't compare that to a shoel. I'm saying there are two ways to explain that. One is because a shoel has nothing to do with kinyanim, and this achrayus has nothing to do with kinyanim either. But Rava doesn't deny all kinyanim gzela. He's just saying, don't bring a raya from achrayus. It has nothing to do with it. Or even Shoel and Gazlan, the Achrayus is Midin Kinyanim. But it's not the Kinyanim. Maybe this Kinyanim is limited to Achrayus, Legabe Achrayus, in other words. Or, and even if it extends beyond that, it doesn't compete with the Bailin. Okay. So that's, you have to look at the Rishonim's Lashon. Rashi starts one way, in my opinion, and he finishes the other way. But either way, this is a critical Shakla V'tari. That's one. Okay. The other one. And there are a bunch of others, but what's the other prominent one, Hoodie? Here in Bava Kamma.
Shaman.
So what's the story with Shaman? Just look at that for a minute. Shaman is Yud Aleph. We'll have to talk about that anyway. Right? Shaman Lagana for the Gazlan. Ain't Shaman Lagana. Let's read it, go through it quickly. Yeah.
Amar Shmuel, Ein Shaman, Lo Lagana, Lo Lagazlan, El Nizikin.
El Nizakin.
Nizakin.
Yeah. So, Vani Omer.
Vani Omer, Abba Shoel.
Abba Mogul.
Abba Mogul.
Okay, so what's this thing? What does Ein Shaman mean?
That we don't evaluate for loss of.
For Geneva and Gazela, we don't subtract. We don't evaluate based on subtracting the Be'en. Right from the original Davar HaShalim because of the Nezek. We don't do that. Instead, if you can't give back a Davar HaShalim, then you have to give back an equivalent Davar HaShalim. Correct? That's Ein Shaman Lagana for Lagazan. But when it comes to Nezek, you will do that. If I damage your property, for your $100 property, I damage it $30 worth, then I will pay you $70. I'm not obligated to give you back a field worth $100. Okay, that's the din. And now the question is, what about Shoel? So he said, Ani Omer Afla Shoel, and Abba was Modali. But the problem is, it wasn't so clear, right, whether he said yes or he said no. Right, so he bai lehu, go ahead. Meaning it's like Nezek. Meaning if Shoel is Chai Bachrayus, and if something happens to 70%, you know, is retained, so it's like Nezek, Shamin, right? Or it's O, Dilma, Hachikamar. It's like Gneva. Go ahead, Toshma. In Shamin, okay. Adarabba.
Adarabba. May the Amri Le Rav Kahana Rav Asi Le Rav Dina Hachi.
Dina Hachi.
Dina Hachi.
Right.
Veshasik. Shmamina Shaman.
Yep. Okay. Itmar Amar Ula.
Amar Ula Amar Rav Elazar. Shaman Lagana Velagazlan. Rav Papi Amar.
So there's even a debate whether Shaman Lagana Velagazlan. Okay, that's intriguing. And Rav Papi said, Ain Shaman.
Ain Shaman.
Okay, so again, this is a very interesting little Gemara. So again, what this Gemara is talking about is not so clear, right? It's some Rishonim think it's talking about the problem of Shava Kesef, right? When do we say Shava Kesef Ke Kesef, and you can pay Subin, you know, or do you have to pay, you know, something more? Some people think it's talking about pachas, like what happens if the if after the valuation, because especially if you hold that shavah kesef kekesef anyway, if you hold shavah kesef kekesef, you have a problem. That is usually we say. So if you say it's about shavah kesef, you have a problem, because usually we paskin shavah kesef. Unless you think there's still a difference, you know, between shavah kesef and let's say the davar hanizak or lechatchila. Yeah, that's one possibility. Again, I don't want to do too much of this, so you're well. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to it. But the okay, if you think the other possibility is that it's about pachas, I mean the value went down after the takala, right before the actual collection. And the question is, who suffers or benefits from the change in price? That's the second possibility. Or Shinikona, or it's about Shinikona. So look at Tosas here. What did Tosas say? Ain Shomel Lagana for Lagazlan. Ain Shomel and
Bela Bashbarin and Bailim, Shiati Hagana, Apachas, Ella, Yishali Mahima Shlema.
Yep. It also just as a good summary of the whole thing. So what's going on here? It can't be about Shabbat Kesef, can it? That would be true anyway. Afilu Subin. Maybe the special Gzeres HaKasuv in Gezela that you have to pay, that you can't pay Shabbat Kesef Subin, or you can't pay the Davar HaNigzal. Wow. Hilkach. Ad Kedun Gneva. Maybe only Gneva, Gzela Minayin. It's also fascinating that the Yerushalmi thought in this question to be machalik between Gneva and Gzela. Right? Wow, you would make a distinction with Gneva. That's very important in general. We'll talk for a minute or two about it, but okay. Amrababa. Behind the time of. Now, the question is why? I mean, why? So good. It's Exeris HaKasev that you can't play Shava Kasev in Gneva and Gazela, and we thought to be Michalik between Gneva and Gazela, and that, okay, we don't go that far. Like, well, what's this about? Like, what's it based on? Okay. So that's it. Tosa says it very clearly, right? That the din of Ein Shamin, however it's expressed, right? In this case, he thinks it's Shavah Kesef. In Tosa Bav Metzia, he talks about Pachas, you know, and Shinui, we'll see in a second. But at the end of the day, the point is whether or not the Ganav or the Gazlan in the Maisa Gnevo Gazela have Kinyanim. If they do, so then it's very reasonable that instead of saying, oh, you know, he stole 30% because the rest is be'en. No, he stole 100% because he stole the chefetz. The chefetz came into his reshus on some level. Again, Tosis here is not taking the view of Rav. So vis-a-vis the Bailim, right, he's still a junior owner. Right? But in the end of the day, it doesn't matter. The fact that he has kinyanim alters how we look at the balance. You know, does he owe the discrepancy, or does he have to do a chiyav hashava on the total chevetz hanignav, which came into his possession? Okay, we have hainu taima, and that's when we get to our sugya.
Demand amar af l'shoel kevan dechayev be'onzen nimsa shekanu might misha shahotzi miyara b'ilim
shekanoho, right? V'adamim hudinuskayev kamo gana b'gazlan. This is gufa according to the Bali Tosis. Again, if you don't read like the sugya like Tosis, it's very attractive to read the sugya like Tosis, but you don't have to necessarily. But if you, I mean, either way, there's something going on in this Gemara where the Gemara wants to know whether Shoel, whether the Chiyuve She'ela is like Nezikin or like Nebu Gazela. I mean, that's clear. And then when you put it together with Sanhedrin, where Rav and Rav are throwing around Shoel, you know, it's just, obviously, it's part of the same topic. But for Bali Tosis, it's even more acute, because for them, they're saying Gufa, the issue, is Kinyane Nebu Gazela. And the question is, do you have Kinyane Shoel or not? Again, Kinyan Tashmishim, you certainly have. But that, the question is whether kinyan tashmishim are relevant to dine tashlume achrayus of she'ela. In other words, is it nichnas l'shusei lo rak legabe tashmishim and gam legabe achrayus? Or no, those are chiyuvim. Those are, that's his insurance company. The insurance company doesn't own the object, right? Of course, the insurance company doesn't get to use the object. But if we think the use of the object is just a fancy, misleading premium, right? Then what's the difference, right? So this is a sugya. In Bam Mitzia, Tzadi Zayin Omid Beis, Tosas connects it more to, again, just for your, to that's the other Tosas, to Shinui Kone, and then discusses the problem of pachas. You have it? Is it Tzadi Zayin Omid Beis? Oh, Tzadi Vam Omid Beis? Yeah, yeah. Zil Shlim Le Nargamalia? In your other Ben Shmuel, I feel a gun of the Gazlan Mashmash, he hung the pro a soup in. Kemo Mazik. Got it? Could he? Dura Maschel Zil Shlimle Nargamalia.
Yeah, here's your Nargamalia, Beres.
Eaten Love, Ashvarim.
Ashvarim, you
show. The same idea. In other words, he can't pay with the Davar Hanignav Hanizak. Okay, the Ingir Rabbeinu Shmuel.
The Ingir Rabbeinu Shmuel, that people gone of the Gazan Mashma, Yechol and the Froas Subin, Kimo Mazik, and the Rina Parakam and Rabba Kama, Kulanka Abo Sein, the Shalem, Mimita, Perish, Esther Arba Abos, the Gana Vigazan Mikwalan, Alma, Midama Tashlum.
Midamid Tashlum, Gana Vigazan, Tashlum, Nezik. Meaning they do, they are included in Shavakas of Kikasef, right? That's Midin of Meitav, and that's the upshot of this whole sugya. Mim Cain, Yifra Subin. What's the difference, Shava Kesef, and using the Chefza and Shendigna Venigzal, it's, or, you know, itself? That's also Shava Kesef, right? I mean, it's worse because it was the, that's the question, right? Mufar Shara Rav
Shmuel. Mufar Shara Shmuel, Mishalem, Narga, Malya, Hainu Shapachas, Shehuzal, Mishasan Shpira,
Oh, that's the question. Right? Was it Nichnas Birshuso? Right? In which case, you know, the economic consequences of fluctuation are the Shoels, right?
Yeah.
Or the Ghana for the Goslins? Or is it like Nezikin where it doesn't matter? It's just the question is, at the moment that the Takala took place, you know, that freezes everything. I mean, whatever I didn't damage, I didn't damage. And no kinyan. And most of all, a shvira.
The most of all, a shvira. Kishas hamad v'din ad sheyish v'narga ma'aliyah midami le'rab le'ganav.
Because he's comparing the shoal to ganav and a gaza. The Shvarim are Birshus Mashil, who's Lu? This great language, right? Meaning that the fluctuation didn't take place in the Rishus of the Shoel, it took place in the Rishus of the real Bailin. The Shola have a Kigazlan. Why?
The Shola have a Kigazlan.
The Gazlan Kani Lagamri. Zayla Bishinui. Here now he's saying, oh, Bishinui. Okay.
Bishinui Misa Bishpira.
Yeah.
The Lachin Hadrali Shoel Tabri, the Shaman Lo Kama Hayu Shvarim, Shaban Bishas Bishpira, Mimele, Dmei
Mani. Mimalele fills in the Dmei Mani, you know, the discrepancy. Now the Pachas Dimashu Kamodaniza. Another possibility that you don't, you know, you could pay shvarim, but it's not betoras, you know, what, you know, assessing how much you stole or how much you owe or how much you damaged, but we midin shava kasef. Right now I'm saying, oh, this is like what remains, you know, is not the Torah's kefta shal nigzav shal gzeila or shal nez. Okay, that's the other way. Go ahead. Makamaka brought to the shalom ashvar bechesh b'di shalim. Okay, you can just skip a little bit. Lefize hod polygraph lazar per kama above a kama, the kama shomim legan of legazlan yesh lechip the shinu ena konem lo chav a pachas lebaylin. Okay, now it's a basic. I don't want to go too much. So the point is that there are different views as to what the sugya of shaman or ain shaman is about. Again, hopefully we'll have a chance to be more. Whether it's pachas, whether it's shava kesef, whether it's kinyane gezela per se, or shinui kone. If it's shinui kone, that could be a separate factor. Or likely, I think I mentioned this the other day, that Shinui Kona itself is built off of Kinyani Gazela. I mean, there wouldn't be Shinui Kona if it wasn't first. There wouldn't be Shinui Kona if there weren't first some Kinyani Gazela. That's not agreed upon by everybody, but that is a prominent view certainly in the Rishonim. But the upshot of all this is just like the Sanhedrin Sugya, that we are left with with a clear perspective, not a clear answer, but a clear perspective of what the issue is, right? And namely, that the role of kinyanim in the sugya of ein shamin is clear, and the question of whether she'ela fits in or not can really be understood in one of two ways: either directly, whether she'ela tzchiv achrayas has anything to do with kinyanim, or everything to do with kinyanim. That's one possibility, or just like we were suggesting regarding the Sugya and Sanhedrin, right? Maybe there's another point, and that is, even if it is true, right, that that there are kinyanim both in Geneva and Gezela and in She'ela, it could be that they just manifest differently in two senses. Number one, because Geneva Gezela is a competitive Bailos, as I said, and She'ela is a cooperative one that has consequences probably Lakula and Lachomra. And number two is that maybe, you know, Legabe Achrayus, the status of Kinyan is different than Legabe other Dinim in Geneva and Gezela. Okay. Although here we're talking about Legabe Achrayus. Okay, so that's a second very critical sugya that deals with this question. The Yerushalmi, I told you to look at Perek Ches. Yoni, you saw it? In Shavuos? The Gunav mi beis ha'ish v'lo mi beis ha'shoel? So what's the significance of that? Who do you saw? Right? Meaning what? You're treating Shoel, according to one view in the Yerushalmi, like, that's an interesting question, right? Are you? What?
Not
like the Bible. Excellent. Meaning, normally we say, Pikadon kol echad isa b'shusa demara isa, which means that an object that is in the house of a shomer is in an embassy. Right? Meaning physically, it might be somebody else's domain, but legally, it belongs to the bailiff. So, if that is the case, I mean, generally that's the halacha, that if you steal an object from the house of a shomer, right, you're chayv kefel. Right? Because it's the gunav mi beis ha'ish. When are you not chayv kefel? The gunav mi beis ha'ish, the Bavli drasha, is v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganav. Why? Well, it could be various reasons, but for our purposes now, the easiest way to say it is because the ganav already has kinyane genevo gazela somewhat. Therefore, if you steal either the maisa hotzam or shusa bailim or the legality of, you know, he's not the only bailim, meaning the real bailim is not the only bailim that you're taking it from. It's already partially, you know, taken from him, right? It's took already from him. But spook, people are saying spook. Spook? Like there's some new word out there. No? No? Oh, okay.
We're not cool enough to know.
What?
Shira's not cool enough to know.
Yeah. No. You're cool. You don't even know. It's good. So the point is, v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganav, there's a big debate in the Rishonim what that means. You know exactly. By the Rajba, the Rishalmi. But all I'm saying is, we don't say it by Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and probably not by Socher either. If we only say V'lo mibeis ha'shoel, right, and again, if you don't say it, it doesn't prove anything. Because we're not talking about the context of Akrayas. B, as I said, you have a cooperative rather than a competitive owner, and it could be that's what's important in this particular halacha. So the raya is only in one direction. If you're going to say B'lo mibeis ha'shoel, right, then you certainly are establishing that a shoel's kinyanim are koveya, that he has kinyanim, not just tashmishim, and that they're koveya, even legabe, this particular halacha. That's the second assumption, which is easier to reject. Having said that, this also brings us to something that I mentioned, and that is that most Rishonim would speak about it, most Poskim, are of the opinion that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, Gezov Lodos Yoshua Bailim, Zevaza Enim Micholim Lakdisha, or Zelefisha Nishalo, Zelefisha Nibrachusa. Correct? So, that halacha, according to most Rishonim, does not apply. This is what we talked about last year, right? Isaac, does not apply to Shomer. Correct? Meaning a Baal can be Makdish, a Chefetz that is in Rishus of the Shomer. And the reason for that, that's a Baal Tosis all over the place. Tosis Baba Kamba, Dafayin Omid Aleph. Tosis in Shavuos, which is what we saw last week. Daf Lamed Gimel, last year. Right? And in many other places, above Basra. Bali Tosis and Rishonim and Shas, the Chachmei Sfar, everybody pretty much, almost everybody, falls in line with the idea that the din of the Chisaron of Eino Bershuso does not apply to a Shomer. Again, Pikadon Kolecha de Isa Bershuso de Mara Isa. There is a bit of an exception to that. What's the exception? In Rishonim a little bit, or a discussion in it. Anybody remember? Depends how you read the Gemaras. You know, the two Lishonos of Nahardai, and Af Ayin, Amud Aleph, and Bava Kama. Right? The Rabban has some interesting read of that sugya. Maybe Rashi. Yeah. Say? The Meiri says what? That from a Shomer. I don't remember that. The Meiri said that? Where? In Bava Kama? Explicitly? Against the other Rishonim? Oh, I don't remember that. Okay, excellent. Or maybe I didn't, I just forgot it. You have the language? On Samach Tassel and Beis? I remember that the Ravan has the, that maybe that's goof of the argument between the 2 days of the Marsh, of Nardoi. Right, whether Metalta de Kafre or not. But I didn't remember the mirror. But okay, good. And the Mordechai quotes this Ravan as well, as we know. The Ravan is both in Bava Kama and a separate tshuva, a long tshuva, where he talks about Harsha. Okay, the Ravan is very important. We discussed it last year. The language is very important. You have it there, Atan? Or maybe it means a rabban. What? Oh, in the Beit Samchira. Oh, okay. I just remember the line. So try to find it. Just I'm curious. I want to see if it's any different than the rabban. Anyways, but what's curious is the I don't know if we mentioned this last year or not. Again, those who disagree. So the question is, you know, what are they really disagreeing about? So in the din of Rabbi Yochanan, again, without going into detail, the din of Rabbi Yochanan of Einar Bershuso is debated in a very vociferous way. Part of the debate, by the way, is of Baba Kama Sugya, right? Which Baba Kama Sugya? Itzi? We mentioned last year. What? No. No, of course. We're talking about that Baba Kama Sugya, but another Baba Kama Sugya. Of course, the main sukkah of Harsha that we're talking about is in Baba Kama Daf Ayin. Kifel? No. And the sukkah in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Vav. What's Baba Kama Lamed Vav? Eitan? No. Not so much. No. We'll get that, I hope, for another time, but that's not. But Yad Aniyim? To bring back good memories. Adam?
I mean, it's Bechleikis Rishonim. What's who the basis for that? Tosfos and Menachanano? Tosfos quotes Tudeos?
Okay, you know, but fine. But in terms of the question of Rabbi Yochanan? In a Masarev. The Rif, it starts with the Rif.
Oh, okay.
And it's really the debate between the Balamor and Ramban. Right, the Balamor and Ramban in Mochamos on Lamed Vav. Ain't a masarev whether there's a din. If the other guy says I'm okay, I'm not gonna, you know, cause a fuss. Right? Be makdish the chayfetz. I mean the ganav says to the nigna, be makdish the chayfetz. You have my blessing. It'll go to good works. Right? That's a debate between the Balamor and the Ramban of Muhammad and the sugya of Anan Yad Aniyim Anan. Isn't that Lamed Vav?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So. So there are some who think that the din of Rabbi Yochanan, that you can't be makdish shadavar sheni b'shuso, that halacha is more pragmatic. I mean, it has to do with, you know, not being in control of the situation, what the Ksos calls it tzayis dina, right? Fine. However, there is a group of Rishonim, certainly the Ramban and the Ritva in Bav Metzia Daf Mem Gimel. I'm not going to go into this now, but certainly the Rabbi Kiveger in Gilin Hashas in the Tokfa Kohen Sugya, right? The Susa, famous Rabbi Kiveger, who think that the problem of Rabbi Yochanan is a problem. I mean, the problem of Inabrishus, I mentioned this the other day, is also a problem of the interfering kinyanim of the Ghana for the Gazal. That's the Nignav and Nigzal can't be Makdish. Inabrishuso doesn't mean control, it means also legal, full bias. That's sort of Kiveger says. Kiveger says, oh, it depends in Karka. You know, the Gemara says that when it comes to Karka, there's no problem of Einar Bershusa. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Kiveger says, why Dafka Karka, and what about a case, let's say a guy stole the object. Oh, I have Bav Metzia, right? The guy stole the object, but he didn't make a kinyan on it. Literally, he didn't make the physical kinyan for Geneva. He's still on the ground, or whatever. Or he doesn't want to be Kohen. So is there a problem of Einar Bershusa, Lagabe Rabbi Yochanan? 1 second. This is Rabbi Kiveger. The Mesusa Makarkoi. The Gemara is the Mesusa Makarkoi. It's not a problem. Kashali. Ha'ikar achiluk bein metaltalin le'makarkoi. The metaltalin nigzalim. The kamlei b'shusa de gazlin mikri. I'm sorry. The kamlei b'shusa de gazlin mikri eni b'shusa. The nigzal. Avakarkei le nigzalis v'lo kam b'shusa de gazlin. Im kein be metaltalin v'gazal below kinyan. V'lo kompishus edanigzal, v'enu chai bachar yuso, avakakarka, the mon kompishus edanigzal. Says, why is the difference between karka and metalta? Let the difference be whether it's kinyane gazela or not. So let's say you would steal metalta and believe kinyane gneva or gazela. You didn't do a kinyan. So he says there shouldn't be a problem with Vena Brishus. That's Rabbi Kivaker. But the truth is already the Rishonim, some of them quote the Din of Rabbi Yochanan to prove dinim about bailus of the ganav and the gazlan. If you look on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in the Tavra Vashasya Sugya, the same sugya that appears in Bava Kama and Samach Hei appears in Bava Metzias. Mem Gimel, Haiman de, we had in the beginning of the year, Chavisa de Chamra. So if you look at the Ramban and the Ritva, there, they bring a raya from Rabbi Yochanan for dinim of Yukra Vezula to prove that you're, they say, oh, you know, it's the Nigzal cannot be Makdish, so that proves that the Chepetz is in the Rishus of the Gazlan. Huh? Why does it prove that? Because like this Rabbi Kivager, so many years later, they were interpreting that the problem of Ener Breshusa is a bailus problem. Why am I telling you all this? Oh, so if you say, now again, if there's a problem in Pikadon in general, Ener Breshusa, against the Balei Tosfos, again, that small group of Mefarshim, so typical Shomrim do not have Kinyanim. Shomachinim does not have a Kinyan. Shomachinim doesn't have a Kinyan. So, you know, that would have to be lack of physical rishus or lack of full control because the shomer is, you know, lemaisa in charge. You're not taking the embassy view, but you are taking the view that some more pragmatic aspect, dimension, is at heart of the chisaron of being makdish or makne davar shein b'rishus. Okay? However, what is curious is that the ksos quotes in the name of some of the early early poskim, early achronim, their view that shoel or socher particularly may interfere with birshusa, maybe a chisar nevein of birshusa. That makes sense, you know, only or definitely much better if we assume A, the chisaron of Ener Breshusa is a kinyan problem, B, that Shoel, maybe even Socher, have kinyanim, C, that even cooperative kinyanim, you know, can be an issue and a problem, not just competitive ones. In other words, what I'm saying is, if you take the more standard, just like I said about V'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'shoel, right, the raya is in one direction only. Here too, the raya is in one direction only. Anybody who thinks that v'gunav mi any shomer is chayv kefel, and anyone who thinks that any shomer, including a shoel, is pikadon kalechet isa b'shus demar isa, does not have a problem. It's only in the other direction. Okay, but either way, these are all expressions of the special status of Socher and Shoel having Kinyanim. Again, does it prove that their Achrayas is a result of their Kinyanim? It could be there are two Dinim. One, number one, they have Kinyani Tashmish, and the question is, what impact does that have? Legabe other Dinim. Right? Does it also affect their Chiyav Achrayas? Again, the Shaman Lagana Velagazlin and the Sanhedrin Sugya, right, are directly related to the question of Achrayas. These other questions, not as much necessarily. Yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to say that if you assume Rabbi Yochanan is just a rishus interference issue, not a bailus issue, that his hetu shtamshus makes it more.
Maybe. Meaning the gimlik sosu shitaso. I don't know if he quotes other people who say it. I don't think he likes it so much. I'm trying to remember. But I guess in theory you could. It would be much clearer. It would be a much clearer distinction if you say what I'm saying. But you might be right. Meaning the Tzayas Dina part or whatever, oh, but I have rights. Right. And therefore, I have legal rights, and therefore, you're not in control. I hear that. I totally hear that. But this would be the other, I guess, way to say it. Okay. In the Sugging Suvastaf Lamedalid, Right, there's an interesting and parallel Bava Kamma Kofiud Beis, actually, another Bava Kamma connection. There's a whole discussion about when Shibudim begin in Chiyuvei Shomrim. Right, do they begin Mishas Takala or Mishas Mesira Lishmira? In general, there's also discussion, you know, when, you know, Dinei Shmira begin. You need a Kinyan, right? Kederach Shetiknu Mashicha, you know, that whole question. Do all Shomrim begin their Shibudim at the same time? Do all Shomrim require the same kind of trigger to begin their Shmira? Okay? So again, I don't want to go into detail because those are big Shomrim sugyas. I'm just making the ha'ara with regard to both of those issues that you might be mechalek between the different shomrim. The more you think that the mechayev is kinyan, right? So obviously the tchilas ha'mesira is koveya. If there's a din in Chisaron Shmira, I'm not talking about Shoal now, but let's say for Socher even, and certainly for Shomer Sinan and Shomer Sachar Shomer Chinam, then it's much more reasonable to think that Chiyuv Shibudim, you know, would begin Mishas HaTakala. That's when the Mechayiv kicks in. Unless you think it's a din in Mafreya, which is language of some Rishonim. If it's a din in Chiyuv Achrayus, that's kind of something in between. Right? Does that begin at the moment when you have to pay? I mean, when is the insurance company kind of agrees to pay? You know, the deal was struck at the outset. And it's not a breach of Shmira. At the same time, it's not like Kinyanim, you know, that actually are befoal already. Okay, so these are some of the other questions that are connected to this. Okay. Having said that, if you require the level of Shmira, I'm sorry, if you require the level, yeah, of Shmira, of a Shoal or a Socher, for certain dinim, right, that too might be relevant to our question. So, for example, but here the question extends also possibly to you know, to Shomer Sachar and to Shomer Chinam, etc. So, for example, by your Rabbi Matze, I told you, look, if you could, at the sugya on was it Heyman Beis in Psachim, Licha Yisad?
Yeah.
What's the Gemara there?
About chametz that the soldiers restore in people's houses.
Correct. So the Gemara there says, you have it?
Yeah.
Shani Hacha, the Amar Lo Yimatse.
Yikadamre, Hanichel Mandamar, Devagram, Lav Kamundami, Hainu, the Istrich Lo Yimatse, Elamandamar Kamundami, Lo Yimatse Lamali, Istrich Sakadaitra, Minaho, the Hise Hadar Bene, Labershuse Kaik Mashmalam.
So, what do you think about that? Relevant, irrelevant, time waster. Well, Shoshim Yom,
yeah.
So, it's a little bit of a. Well, or halachasher, but right. So it's, I mean, we're safe. We're good. Okay, but the question is: relevant to Bava Kamma? Is it relevant to what we're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, the way Shas is, or more.
It is relevant. Yeah, I mean, it's like a different threshold, a different threshold
really standards of what you, of what kind of violence you need, what kind of violence.
Right. So there are two questions here. I mean, the question here is, what does Bal Yirah require to be chayiv? That's a very critical question. Yeah, maybe we'll talk more about it. Okay. Not a bad topic, right? What does Bal Yirah require to be chayiv? One certainly could have said that Bal Yirah requires violence. Right, let's remember, Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusav, that's a tricky thing, just like Bor B'Shusav Avin, right? Same kind of tricky question, but not necessarily the same, you know, solution. Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Shusav Shaladam, Asana Kosav Kila B'Shusav, right? Bor B'Shusav Avin, Chomet HaPesach. So the thing, the dialectic of Chomet HaPesach is that it's always, you know, you're violating Bal Yirah when it's already Asar B'Hana. If you think that Isurei Hana is a problem of Bailus, you know, that's makes the challenge, you know, that's what generates the challenge, put it that way. But the question is, what do we mean by all this? Do we mean to say that Bal Yirah doesn't depend on Bailus? It just depends on, we'll call it for the moment, you know, rotes of a kiyumo, to use the language of Rishonim? Right? Or do we think that that's the Gzeres HaKasuv here? And that is that we treat it as bailus, even though it defies some of the rules, and if so, in how limited or expansive a fashion. Even the Shalka V'Tari, the Gemara itself, where the Gemara is saying, oh, what do we need Gzeres HaKasuv if Dabar HaGor the moment is Kamamun Dami? And then the other line of the Gemara says, if Dabar HaGor the moment is not Kamamun Dami, right, this isn't going to work, is it? So partially the question of Bal Yirah is this question of Rotsa B'Kiyumo, Inu Rotsa B'Kiyumo. The more, if you think Rotsa B'Kiyumo is a pragmatic category, I mean it's tziruf, or some sort of relationship or kesher with the chametz, and that's enough, and there's other evidence to discuss in that, then, you know, this isn't as relevant, put it that way. But if you think you need something like Bailus or Bailus, right? So then this is a very important Gemara. So Davar Gor the Mamon Kemamon Dami in its own right creates a kind of a bailus? Or only when the reason why it's Gorim Lamamon fits into the picture of bailus? Meaning, in the end of the day, what if you know, if you don't have this thing, you're going to have to pay for it, but, you know, does it matter why you have to pay? Meaning, let's say you're paying because you're an insurance company, right? Or are you paying because it's in your reshus, and therefore there's a quasi-bailus, right? It's easier to explain that you're violating Bal Yirah Bayimatze if it's not the Torah's insurance company, if it's not extraneous. So now the question is, like, what level of Shmira are we talking about? In the Gemara, we're talking about Geneva Vaveda. But the Rishonim actually debate, first of all, is this even Kabbalah's Geneva Vaveda here? There's a famous discussion between the Rambam and the Ravid. Right? Is this lemaisa they're imposing upon you, chiyuv achrayus of Geneva Vaveda? Or you accepted that? That seems to be. Anybody have the Rambam and the Ravid? Natan, you have it?
Yeah. Then the parish Rambam. Hayonusin onzinos oso l'shalim. Peshiv l'Ravid zal tashlumin min haonzin eno tashlumin.
Yeah. Yeah, guy, Ella.
El Hach Berusha, Shem, this is not the problem. El Hach Berusha, Shem Afkiden, Chametan Eslam, Bistam, Din HaMelech, Shem Nignam, O Ibe Birshusam, Shishlimu.
Yeah, so is it Kabbalah Sachrayas? Is it they're going to grab the money from you, or it's like implicit Achrayas? What is this exactly? So there are two questions. Number one, what, again, maybe it's a topic to speak more about, which is in Bal Yirah, but the, what level of formal connection to the chayfets do you require? Pragmatic or formal, voluntary, etc. But part of that story, and this is where you get the interesting discussion of the Rishonim, is what level of Shmira then do you require? Now, those who think that the only time you really violate Bayira would be B'Sheila. There are others who think they have to look at the Rishonim Alatar, the Maram Chalava, the Meiri. Others think even Shomer Chinam. Again, if the reason you're chai for Shomer Chinam is because Poshea Kemazik, right, it's hard to say that that has anything to do with Bayira Bayimatze. Achrayas, if it's extraneous achrayas, rather than an achrayas that corresponds, you know, to how much it's your in your rishus, also hard to say it. Of course, if it's she'ela and schiros and you want to say kashmishim, you know, it's mamish pershusam, much easier. So this is a major debate in Bayira Bayimatze, based on how you read this Gemara and other Gemaras. But again, it has two sides to it. It's the assessment of the different shomrim and what you need for Bayira. Similarly, you have a similar kind of parallel debate where in what, Adam? I told you to look at? Mashkon. Right? What's the story with Mashkon? Israel? Did you get a chance to look at it? I did give it, right? No? Yeah. Shua, it's on the list?
Yeah, it's on the list.
Okay. So again, I'm not going to take time. So just the sugya in Bab Metzia Pei Beis and in Kedusha Daf Ches and in Bab Gittin Lamed Zayin, Rabbi Yitzchak said that the Tofes HaMashkin is Kona the Mashkin. Correct? So, and therefore there's a discussion, can he what? No, can he? What can he do with that Mashkin? Asher? What can he do with the Mashkin in that sugya? What's the issue? It can be Mekadosh with it. That's a sugya in Kedushin, right? Can he be Mekadosh with it? What about Legabe? What's it doing in Gittin? Gittin Lamed Zion, what's that? Isaac, what's Gittin Lamed Zion? Yeah. Right? Shemitas Ksafim. He's saying, no, I shouldn't have known. No, you should. I mean, lo yigos, right? The question is, if you have a, if he's alone and there's a mashkon, right? So what's the status, legabe shmitas ksaf? That's a singing gittin. But of course, bab metzia pei beis is the question of achrayas itself. What happens if something happens to the mashkon or a poel, right? So the Rishonim debate, what is the number one mashkin b'shasal baso shalom b'shasal baso? Is that that's one big distinct thing that they argue about, right? And legabe the different applications kiddushin, shmitas ksafim, etc. But the other debate is the debate about the level of achrayas that he has. Does he have to have the level of achrayus of Shoel, which is what I think what Rashi says in Bab Metzia, and the Bali Tosa say no, Gneva Veda is enough. You don't need Shoel, and there are deos that maybe Shomachina. It's the same kind of problem, meaning what is his obligation regarding this mashkon such that he's a bailim to use it for certain things? Does Shmira? So again, Shoel is a natural. He's socher. Even Shomer Sachar? Right? That's an interesting question. So again, it's part of a larger discussion. Dover Goron Lamamun Kimamun Dami. Dover Goron Lamamun Kimamun Dami typically, not the way it's used in Shavuos. Right? As we noted. Right? Although some Rishonim wanted to link it. The whole discussion about Kuntasinu the Garbi and the Rajba. Again, for the people who weren't here a lot. Last year, you don't have to know this, for the people who were, it's going to be in the final of the Bechina, right? It's all cumulative, forever. right? I probably was already in the midterm, anticipated. So, anyways, the Gemara used the expression of Avogadro Lamamun Kimamun Dami in Shavuos Eidos seemingly differently, and the Rajba and the Ramban discuss it, etc. But typically, what is Avogadro Lamamun Kimamun? This is important, because we're going to talk a little bit about Hezek Shein and Ikar and Garmi and so on. You know, what? This is the big question. We'll stop in one more minute. What's the difference between Garmi, Gavrigar Lamamon, right, and Hezek Shein and Ikar? Right? Are they all Harba Hatalia or not? We mentioned it already, right? So the Pashtos, there might be some Rishonim think they're connected. If you're interested in the effect, meaning causing a loss of money, then they're a very, very common denominator. Because how you cause it is less important than that you cause. However, if you're interested in expanding or extending, you know, definitions to make you legally liable, like Maisa Hezek or Bailus or Chefza Shel Nezek, right? And that's the only way you're going to be chayiv? So then, Eina Dome Zula Zula Zu, meaning Garmi is about Maisa Hezek, or lack thereof. And Hezek Sheina Nikar is about Chefza Shel Nezek, or lack thereof. That's part of the question. And Gavra Gon Lamamon Kamamon Dami is about Bailos, the Pashtos, meaning Kachim Shechai Vachar Yusan. And therefore, it's not Reyehu, right? Velo Shel Hekdesh. It's yours. You own it because you have to pay for it. So again, how pragmatic is that? Or how much does that depend why you have to pay for it? Not that you have to pay for it is enough for all these dinim? Or the basis for your payment is important. And then the different shomrim, right, loom large. Okay, we're going to have to stop here because I have to run. We'll just finish off another couple of minutes. I want to speak about Shomer Sachar, another minute or two about Shoel. Then let's continue with Shachar. Look at the Ravid and the Rajba about, you know, Ganav and Gazlin, Shomer, you know, the Shomrim. Also start looking at the Hazama part of the Gemara, you know, the Shachar Vatari, the continuation, the Tosis, and if you get a chance, the Rashash, Tosa Rosh, here Alatar. And also Reb Chaim, of course, the famous Reb Chaim about Kasher Zomer below Kasher Asa. I think it's Perek Chaf Halacha Beis. Sound right? In Hilchos Eidos? You know, the famous one about Nefashos. I'm going to move quickly. I just want to finish off. And then I told you to look at the questions of Pigol, what Pigol is. Funny Rashi here with Pnei Yeshua and I think some of the other Nosa Kalim in the back. Maritz Chayis, maybe. I don't remember. One of those. Okay, so we'll try to get through in the next day or so. And then we'll move on to the next big thing.